In September, a congressional subcommittee will hold a hearing in Casper as Congress takes another crack at reforming the Endangered Species Act. Wyoming Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis has for years been supportive of reforming the ESA. While she's quick to acknowledge that it has been a good law, Lummis is frustrated that once something gets on the endangered species list, it rarely comes off.
It could use some fine-tuning to make it work better. And now we're seeing, as it has had tremendous impacts in western states where there's a lot of federal land or public land, it's now moving east into states that are predominantly private land. And so we're seeing impacts of the act in areas that previously weren't impacted. That includes Texas with the lesser prairie chicken. It includes Missouri. These states are now seeing the heavy hand of a law that has not only lapsed its authorization, but could use some change. So that's what we're hoping to address.
A lot of successes with the Endangered Species Act. Bald eagle obviously jumps at everyone.
Absolutely. You know,
certainly some things with the grizzly bear that we've seen. In your view, though, what's wrong with it?
Okay. No question that the ESA, the Endangered Species Act, has had beneficial aspects to it with regard to restoring populations that really were headed for extinction. Nevertheless, there are also examples of a good law run amok. That's where we really have to focus. We cannot allow subspecies of certain plants to prevent the interaction of humans in an area simply because a subspecies has been identified there. And especially when those species are thriving elsewhere in our country. So there has to be some common sense applied to the Endangered Species Act. And we've passed that point. Furthermore, so much of the Endangered Species Act's implementation has actually been formed by court cases rather than by policymakers that it's time to revisit it.
And so you're going to have a hearing in Casper on this?
That is correct. I am co-chairing an Endangered Species Act working group with Representative Doc Hastings, who is a member of Congress from the state of Washington. He is also the current chairman of the House Natural Resources Committee. And we will be holding a hearing in Casper on September 4th at 8:30 a.m. at the Oil and Gas Commission hearing room in Casper. Then the next day we'll be in Billings, Montana to have a hearing up there. We're gathering information. We're meeting with people about their current experiences with the Endangered Species Act, the rules and regs that have been passed to implement it, and more importantly, the court cases that have influenced the manner in which it is implemented today. Our goal is not to repeal the Endangered Species Act. Far from it. Our goal is to make the Endangered Species Act work. And we have a law where only 1% of the species that have been listed have actually been delisted. To me, that indicates a law that is failing in its ultimate goal, which is to list species, recover them, and then delist them. The problem is, once a species is listed, it can almost never get off the list, because even if recovery levels are met for that species, attempts to delist it and recognize and celebrate its recovery are met with court challenges.
And I'm curious how you resolve that, because we can use the grizzly bear as an example. Certainly was recommended to be removed from the list, and then we had a court case, and now we're still sorting that out a few years later. I mean, how do you get past that legal aspect?
Moving the goalposts after the goal that was set initially for what constitutes recovery is a big problem. So what I think we need to do is make sure that once we identify a species that is a candidate for listing, that we identify what it means to have a recovery of that species. And then don't move the goalpost over time. Retain that goalpost and allow the scientists to determine when that goal has been met, not the litigators, and then delist it and, you know, have a glass of Prosecco, celebrate.
So you would have scientists look at it, maybe have that peer reviewed before, and then maybe once that's done.
And peer review is very important. I think we need not only non-government scientists and government scientists looking at what constitutes a recovery, but also both government and non-government scientists, a peer-reviewed process to determine when recovery has been met, and keep that at the administrative level rather than a subject of constant litigation.